Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dennis Kephart is our guest. She's the founder, managing director, and owner of the Identity Strategy Partners. And she's an award-winning expert in her field of security, national security. She was a former counsel to the 9/11 Commission, and she's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. Janice, thanks again for hanging out with us. Here's an interesting fact. I think it's a fact that you can correct me on, or you can, but I'd like to get you to comment on it.
Sure.
Since President Trump has been president, since he's been in office, illegal immigration is down. Am I correct?
That's true.
Now, what do you attribute that to?
I attribute that to enforcing the laws.
The Trump administration enforcing the laws, whereas the Obama administration did not.
Correct.
And is enforcing the law safer? Does that make it safer for our men and women on the border down there?
Absolutely.
It does, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
The Obama administration had a disregard for our border security and for the people on the border. Am I correct? Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I wrote many a report and memo about it.
It just makes me want to scream to think about how that happened. So the wall has not been built.
Nope.
We've got prototypes. I saw six or eight prototypes in a report not long ago. And the wall hasn't been built, but they are making progress. But the de facto wall has been built because immigration is down, illegal immigration.
Right. They are tied together. And it's a very interesting thing to watch what many of us have been saying for a very long time, that enforcing the law itself has a psychological effect. It has a psychological effect on those who would like to come here illegally. And it also has an absolute effect on those who are here illegally and are doing illegal things. And let's make clear that there has been a very clear priority to, despite what everybody is saying, to really go after the worst of the worst, many of whom were not deported or anything happened to them under the prior administration. So
we almost had a sanctuary country here, didn't we?
Yes. I would say that is a correct statement. Yeah. Because what you had was the issue of vetting, okay, which has gone to its extreme in this administration with the term extreme, even though the vetting itself is not extreme. The term extreme is there. The vetting exists, and it's getting better, and that's a good thing. But you need to couple that vetting for people seeking to come in with the enforcement of the laws that are currently
But what's
here.
Wrong? But Janice, what's wrong with telling the world that we're going to use extreme vetting and letting people who might come here to harm us say to themselves, wait a minute, I don't want to get caught. If they're doing extreme vetting, maybe I'll just hang out here. What's wrong with that?
Well,
what's wrong with carrying a big stick like that?
I think in with certain types of things, it's a matter of policy. For me, you create a lot more problem by labeling something extreme rather than just doing it. In this particular case, you could put measures in that are more stringent than we used to have, and you could quietly do it in a way that enables you to gather intelligence about attempted entries, et cetera.
Oh, so you're saying there's a level of intelligence that could be acquired from
yes.
the people who might think they could still get in, and we just capture those guys.
Right.
I see your point there. But then our guys have to deal with them.
Yes, that's true. But they're often seeking out to deal with them anyway.
Yeah.
That's their job. So
right.
if they're coming to them, it makes it a little easier. What you have when you have something termed extreme vetting is you're going to have more pressure between the ports of entry. You're going to have that because people are going to try to come in more likely anonymously because they know they're not going to be able to get a visa.
Are we, while we're watching our southern border, are we letting crazy people, stupid people, evil people in? Are they wandering in the north?
Well, I think there is definitely a change in policy where we're trying not to have that happen, and they're trying to secure the southern border.
I'm talking about the northern border. Are we worried? I mean, are we? Are they wandering in from Canada while we're watching the south?
They can, but I've studied Canada pretty extensively, and there is a second generation terrorism problem there, but it's so minimal compared to the southern border. I mean, it's like a 2% to 100%, literally, in the difference in crossing between the two borders. So it's really a focus on the southern border, and it really is a correct focus.
Did you see the report that showed the Obama administration was giving a pass to Hezbollah's importing of cocaine in the United States in order to ease up on Iran? Did you see that?
I did see it.
That is a maddening thing if that's correct.
It's pretty bad. I mean, there was a purposeful pass on a lot of things pertaining to Iran, and in an attempt to get support for that.
Yeah. We just basically, I mean, I can't imagine what else we could have given them. We gave them over $1 billion
in cash. We gave them a pass on 9/11.
Over $1 billion in cold cash. Right, exactly. It's just still, I don't understand the connection between Obama and Iran. Quick break, Tintail, right back with Janice Kephart after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.